Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday night, and you know exactly what that means. It's time for the Real Conversation with Shayna Thornton. Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton is your radio talk show spotlighting the critical issues of today. She is certain to feature expert guests and celebrities each and every Tuesday night. She is a celebrated newspaper columnist, popular blogger, and award-winning radio talk show personality who has a passion for groundbreaking discussions. Here she is. Let's welcome the one and only, the engaging host for the national show. Please give it up for Shayna Thornton.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton. Welcome on this awesome Tuesday night. Thank you for joining us. We are so thrilled you have opted to spend this evening with us, and I promise you will not be disappointed. You know, this national show caters to all communities. Let's Talk America brings an array of topics and exclusive guests to the table. We certainly aim to deliver groundbreaking and original programming that will hopefully influence lives in a game-changing manner. Our featured conversations are relevant to our national listening audience. Please stay connected with the show and share us with everyone you happen to know. We are doing quite well. I certainly value your commitment to staying connected with this family radio talk show. I love it. Real talk for real people. Real talk for real people. Listen in right now to hear from just a few of our dynamic listeners.
I'm Kimberly Springle, Executive Director of the Charles Sumner School Museum and Archives in Washington, D.C., the official museum for the D.C. Public Schools. And I listen to Let's Talk America with Shayna Thornton, a national show for the community.
Hi, my name is Cedric Jennings, and I'm hailing from Washington, D.C., and I'm listening to Let's Talk America with Shayna Thornton.
Hi, this is Takiya Hamilton, and you're listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton.
Hi, my name is Keisha Lannan, the owner of Glamour Tree, a healing handmade custom-made lotion, www.glamourtreatz.com, and I am listening to Let's Talk America with Shayna.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We are so grateful to have you on board each and every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, do you want to get on the air to say hello? Do you have pertinent community news to share with a national listening audience? Simply email the radio show at letstalkshayna@gmail.com. Again, the simple email is letstalkshayna@gmail.com. One email takes care of everything. Remember to email us photographs to post on our Wall of Fame page on Instagram. We would love to hear from you. Connect with us on Instagram by simply searching Let's Talk America Radio Show. If you're on the famous Facebook, simply search Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton. Lastly, join us on Twitter by searching SS Thornton. Remember, all else fails, just place the show's name in any search engine and you are bound to find us out there on the internet, especially through our social media sites. We're on social media because we know you are and we would love to hear from you. Please allow us to share our messaging with you on your social media websites. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, let's move forward. I am so excited about tonight's show. Tonight, we have the one and only superstar, Tamika Catchings. Tamika Catchings is with us tonight. Yes, the female basketball player with all of the accolades. She is truly a superstar on and off of the court, and she will join me tonight for an exclusive one-on-one interview. Tamika Catchings is truly a role model for millions around the world. No one will want to miss this show. Connect with all of your friends and tell them it's going down right now. The show is jam-packed, and we only have 30 minutes, so let's keep pushing ahead. Right now, we will go over our words of inspiration for tonight's show. Mother Teresa once said, "We shall never know all the good that a simple smile can do." We shall never know all the good that a simple smile can do. Mother Teresa. I love it. Smile, smile, smile. It could be really the source of so many good things to come. It really can take a course of its own. Keep smiling. Well, speaking of courses that have been taken, we have a woman with us tonight that has tried it on many courses, and she succeeded. We have Tamika Catchings with us. Let me first share a little bit about Tamika with you. Tamika has quite an impressive resume, both on and off of the basketball court, and is a true spokesperson for the WNBA. She is an active member and leader of her community, as very well on the basketball court. During the off season, it's common to see Tamika making good on promises to young fans that she'll cheer them on wherever they are. She gives countless hours of teaching and motivation to the youth in the community. Following the success of her own camp and clinics, she created the Catch the Stars Foundation Incorporated in spring of 2004. The foundation's goal is to provide academic and sports-related programs for at-risk youth. Tamika herself played basketball for the esteemed University of Tennessee from 1997 through 2001, where she led her team in both in scoring and in rebounding. She helped Tennessee to a 16-1 record and a number 2 national ranking in 2001. She was a Kodak All-American recipient for 4 consecutive seasons, one of only 4 women ever to be named 4 times. Tamika graduated with honors a semester ahead of her class with a degree in sports management and was a 2001 academic All-SEC honoree. She earned a perfect 4.0 GPA during her final undergraduate semester. Catchings went on to earn her master's degree in May of 2005. She was drafted by the Indiana Fever in the first round of the 2001 WNBA draft. She was 3rd overall. Tamika won the 2002 WNBA Rookie of the Year Award. She became the first ever Fever player ever to be named to the All-WNBA First Team. During her 2003 WNBA season, Tamika Catchings led the Fever in 5 categories, including points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks. She was a WNBA All-Star Game leading vote getter. She was runner-up for MVP as well as Player of the Year. Catchings became the Indiana Fever's first 1,000-point scorer and was named a core member of the Olympic-bound USA Women's National Team. In 2004, Tamika Catchings was named a 3-time WNBA Community Assist Award winner for involvement in the community. That August, Catchings helped bring home the gold as a starter on the USA basketball team. During her 2004 season, she averaged 16.7 points, 7.3 rebounds, and 3.4 assists per game. She snagged a EuroLeague championship while playing for the Russian league's Spartak. She became the first recipient of the Don Staley Leadership Award for being a positive role model and bettering the community. In 2008, Catchings bounced back after a knee injury to rejoin the Fever and help Team USA win consecutive gold medals at the Beijing Olympics. She finished the WNBA season averaging 13.3 points, 6.3 rebounds, 3.3 assists, and 2 steals in just under 27.8 minutes per game. In 2009, the WNBA's MVP's runner-up led the team in rebounds, steals, and assists. She won her 3rd WNBA Defensive Player of the Year and was named to the All-WNBA First Team. And finally, in 2011, the WNBA awarded Tamika with the MVP award as she led the Fever to the playoffs. Listeners, help me welcome a world-class athlete and a humanitarian, Miss Tamika Catchings. Good evening, Tamika. How are you? And welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. Thank you. How about you?
I am awesome, awesome, and so elated with joy that you're with us. I'm a huge fan of basketball, women's basketball. My entire family, they love basketball, and I can tell you, you have fans in my family, and my father's a huge fan. So just really excited to have you on tonight and spotlight everything that you're doing great in the community.
I really appreciate you guys having me.
Oh, thank you. Tamika, what drives your passion to win as a world-class basketball player and superstar?
I think the thing that drives me is just my love for the game. And, you know, I think even when I look at wins, when I was younger, I used to look at, like, winning and losing. Like, I have to win.
Yes.
And that's kind of the passion that drove me and just probably where I got my tenacity from. But even as I've gotten older and looking at this past season and the things that we had, the struggles we had early on with losing games and trying to get back on the winning side, but, you know, I think on both ends, just really learning about myself and learning about my teammates and just, you know, what can we do? Of course, at the end of the day, everybody wants to win, but I think even more importantly, what can we do to get better, to get ourselves closer to where we want to be at the end?
Powerful, powerful testimony. You've accomplished a great deal in your life. I introduced you at the top of the segment, as you know. You've accomplished everything there pretty much you can accomplish in the world of athletics, especially women's basketball. But tell me this. Tell our listeners, Tamika, in your opinion, what's your biggest achievement and why?
In my opinion, my biggest achievement, I'm going to go more like personal, you know, of course, graduating from college and getting my degree and then going back and getting my master's degree. That's top of the, you know, one of the top things on the list. But I have my own foundation here in Indianapolis called the Catch a Star Foundation, and we do a lot of things with youth, boys and girls ages 6 all the way up to 14. So, you know, basketball is great, and don't get me wrong, like, I love what I do and all the championships and Olympic gold medals and things like that. Like, it's a huge honor. But when I think about, like, just being able to impact people's lives and, you know, the next generation coming up and all the things that they're struggling with right now and being teenagers and being kids and being brought up in this world with so many things being accessible, yeah, I think what we're able to do through our foundation and just being able to touch lives is kind of overpowering what we're doing on the basketball court. But it gives me the platform to be able to do that as well.
It does. And one, I want to congratulate you, Tamika, and really spotlight what you're doing, because it's a choice to take your fame and use it for good, because we know there are lots of individuals, you know better than I, who are celebrities who say, you know what, it's my life, I'll do as I please. But you're taking your fame and really wanting to make a positive difference. And it goes back to one of my favorite quotes that many of the listeners know. I quote Gandhi a lot, and he said, be the change you want to see in the world. And you saw a problem, and you wanted to be a part of the solution. And I love that you took your foundation, or you formed this foundation, Catch the Stars Foundation, to really impact children's lives, and I thank you for that as a citizen of the world.
Oh, no, I thank you guys for being able to, for me, just being able to use the platform, but it's people like you that, you know, kind of see what we're doing and put it in the spotlight to be able to help other kids, whether they're young, old, you know, just a lot of people.
Yes, absolutely. Tamika, who or what inspires you, and did you have a mentor growing up?
Who and what inspires me? I think, you know, the thing that inspires me every day is that I want to be better today than I was yesterday.
Okay.
So that's like something that every day I wake up, I'm like, okay, what am I going to do today? What am I going to do different? What am I going to do, you know, as far as reaching my goals and getting ready for the season? But I would say, as far as people, my mom and dad, you know, my family have just been so instrumental in my success. And even growing up as a little girl and all the things that, all the things that I wanted, and then, you know, the big dream that I had without the WNBA being there, you know, wanting to play in the NBA, and my mom and dad never shot down my goals. And so it's kind of like having that support from them and having, you know, just like that motivation and that thing, just like, whatever you want to do, babe, you can do it, you can do it.
Yes.
And so I think as I've gotten older, you know, just knowing that I've had their support and, you know, all my family, not just my mom and dad, my brother, my sister, my aunt, uncle, cousin, you know, everybody has just been so, so supportive.
It's nothing like a support team, Tamika, and you are fortunate to have your own family doing that. Now, your organization, Catch the Stars Foundation, is really about a platform of uplifting youth in so many areas, athletics and academics. But tell me this, what's your ultimate mission with your work with the foundation? What do you hope to accomplish?
Yeah, with our foundation, we focus on fitness, literacy, and mentoring. And, yeah, I think all three of those buckets alone are obviously very huge, and you can kind of say a lot for each one of those individuals. Like, what do you want to do with fitness, with your obesity rate, you know? Literacy, just helping kids learn more, fitness, literacy, and mentoring, just being a mentor. And, I mean, I talk about my parents being in my life, but my mom and dad got divorced when I was in sixth grade. So, yeah, I think the mission and what I'm trying to accomplish with this foundation, it just really, there was a lot of people that helped me get to where I am today, whether they're directly in my family or indirectly, like with coaches and fans, you know, coming in and just saying the right thing at the right time. So I think with me and looking at our foundation, like really just using the platform to help these kids reach their dream. I come from a single-parent household. They might not have either parent. They might have a lot of things that they're struggling with. They might. I grew up with a hearing problem, a speech problem. I had to wear hearing aid glasses, the whole nine yards. So, just kind of giving them, like, this is what I went through, and look where I'm at. There was a lot of people said I wouldn't be here. But because I didn't listen to them, you know, or even listening to them, it drove me to get to that next level. And that's really what we try to teach. Even when we look at our basketball camp, it's not just about basketball. It's about having fun. It's about learning. It's about working on listening skills. It's about, you know, just the respect for not only the game of basketball, but for yourself and for the people that are there. So really just trying to teach life lessons through every single thing that we have.
Absolutely. And what I love about Catch the Stars Foundation is that it has someone like you at the forefront who, like you said, they can see that, you know what, Tamika made it. She, you know, she's gone through things like the rest of us, and she's still a shining example of excellency. And it's important for people to identify and say, I can make it too, because it really gives you a realistic sense of hope. And I thank you for being that role model for our youth, but also for the adults. Because every now and then we need to be reminded of individuals that are role models and really doing the right things.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. But, you know, I think every single day, too, you know, I even have mentors now. You know, my pastor's wife, she's a big mentor for me. A couple of our chaplains for the WNBA, I just reach out and talk to them, you know, just about my walk with the Lord and staying faithful and all that. So, I mean, I have other individual mentors even as I've gotten older. And I think that that's the thing, like, it's so easy sometimes to forget. Like, you just see a professional athlete, and it's like, oh, my God, they have made, you know, their life is perfect. But then you don't realize the journey that we had to take to get there. And so I think that's what is important with our foundation. It's like, okay, yeah, you see me, but then when you hear about my journey, but then even some of our other volunteers, a lot of our kids don't come from, you know, two-parent homes, two parents that live in the home. So they're looking for somebody or something to kind of grasp a hold of. And even the stories of our volunteers can inspire not only the kids, but they can inspire the parent. And we can bring all of this around and help it be a positive for everybody.
Absolutely. It's about sharing the journey, like Tamika Catchings just told us here on the show. Now, your book, Dreams Are for Catching, is very popular. I love the name. I love it. It's a great twist on your name itself. Tell me about this important book.
Well, we wanted to do a book that kind of highlighted my life and just the different steps that I've kind of taken over the beginning of my life into what was. I mean, we wrote that book, it's been about 3 or 4 years now, but I think one of the things we were looking at doing was not just you read about it and then you put the book down, but making it a journal as well. So, you know, it kind of goes over different lesson points, different things that I went through in my life, and then we ask questions at the end of the chapter. Quick read, so it's not like it's going to take you forever to do, but, you know, we wanted to do something short and sweet, simple, but also get the kids or the readers engaged.
Absolutely.
So that's what we've been able to accomplish with that.
And that's powerful, I think, when you're talking about a book, a film, whatever venue people choose to try to reach children, it has to be engaging. They have to feel a part of the process. And I think that's one pearl that all of us can take when we're trying to reach out and mentor and foster our kids out there. Tamika, what do you envision your legacy to be 100 years from now?
Ooh, 100 years from now, that's a long time. Well, I definitely would love to see Catch the Stars Foundation standing on its own and still being instrumental in the world and helping these kids get to the next level. So just kind of passing on that, whoever joins or whoever gets on board, you know, keeping that hope alive. But I think my legacy overall in life is just kind of the way I live and the passion that I have for not only what I do on the court but what I do in the community, but being able to live in the moment and, you know, just being all in for whatever it is that I'm truly, like, supportive of.
Living in the moment, that is a beautiful, beautiful tagline that each of us should really live by. Now, I know you speak a lot about adversity and motivation. Your book says a lot about it. Of course, your mission statement with Catch the Stars Foundation. And you do a lot of public speaking, obviously. Lots of us have heard you around the nation doing that. What's your best piece of advice for a teenager right now that's listening in, that really wants to give up, that's not feeling very motivated in athletics or in academics? What words of wisdom can a popular and superstar like Tamika Catching share with this young person listening into the show right now?
I think it's really important to be motivated, but to have a goal. You know, and I don't mean, like, for me, everybody's like, well, what's your goal? Well, of course, what I do right now, this is my job. And so, you know, winning a championship and getting better every single day. But you might not play basketball. So finding something that you're really passionate about, whether it's drawing or writing or reading or playing sports or playing instruments or, you know, whatever it is, you got to find something that you're passionate about, and then you have to set a goal.
Yes.
And one of the things, I mean, I've done a lot of interviews and a lot of, you know, speaking engagements, like you said, but we talked about having a game plan for your life. And so, you know, I love using that in terms of with your goal. Like, if you have an ultimate goal, now you have to have a game plan to get to that goal. How are you going to reach it? You know, you have short-term goals, and even your short-term goals are things that you have to do to put yourself in place for that. So everything kind of lines up like that. But I think, you know, if anything, you got to set a goal, but you got to find something. First of all, you got to find something you're passionate about.
Yes.
Then you
got to
set a goal for it, and then you got to make a game plan. You got a three-step plan right there to get yourself to that next level.
You have to have a game plan for your life, and that cannot be reiterated enough to our young people, Tamika, for them to get that. It can't just happen by luck or chance. You really have to pursue your goals, and like you keep saying, you keep echoing throughout this entire interview, be passionate about something.
Be passionate, yes.
I love it. Tamika, what's going on professionally right now with you?
Just doing a lot of speaking engagements. Our season will kick off in the end of April and go through October. So I do a lot of speaking, of course, the Catch the Stars Foundation, the events that we have. And then this year is our 10th year of the foundation. So we're getting ready to have a big kickoff, Scholar Athlete Dinner, in the next few months. So just really preparing. I mean, working out in the morning and then going to meetings in the afternoon and just preparing for that next phase of life.
Wow, and you're staying busy, but I want to piggyback on something really quick. Describe a typical workout session. You're saying you're working out in the morning. Now, for all of us who are saying it's 2014, we're going to be in shape, we're going to get better about physical fitness, tell us what a world-class athlete like Tamika Catchings, what do you do? Now, and what I'm likely going to do is I'm going to take down notes of what you're doing, and if I do half of that, I'm going to be physically fit, right?
My days now, since I'm in the off-season, are a little bit different. I go to the court, you know, I do go and train and actually get on the court every single day for a couple hours in the morning. But then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm actually in a swim class that they have, and it's just a regular swim class. Anybody, you know, anybody can go, and anywhere you're at, you can go to the local YMCA, you can go to Boys and Girls Club, anywhere that has a pool. They offer swim classes, so there's no excuse to why you're not going to swim class. So I do that, and then I do Budokai, which is kind of like a mixture of martial arts. So same thing. I mean, they got karate classes, they got yoga, and they got, you know, Pilates. There's a lot of different classes that are offered at local gyms, wherever you're at. So once again, there's no excuse not to get involved in something. But, you know, for me, that was important to find other things that I enjoy outside of just being on the basketball court.
And that's important, and I do want to thank you for really emphasizing the importance of physical fitness for everyone, and swimming in particular, because we've had Olympic gold medalist Cullen Jones on the show a few months back, and he shared his passion to really teaching as many children of all groups look to learn how to swim, and that's something obviously he's very passionate about, but good to see other athletes also pushing swimming in our communities. We love it. Tamika, before you get out of here, what advice do you have for an aspiring athlete who wants to be as successful as Tamika Catchings one day? It's a young girl listening in or young man right now, and they're playing their heart out with tennis or basketball or football, and they want what you've gotten. If you were sitting in their shoes many years ago, what advice would you want to hear yourself that could be relatable?
Well, I think the same thing I gave just the other advice is, setting a goal. I was in seventh grade when I said I wanted to be a professional basketball player. And every single day, of course, academic came first. If we didn't get straight A's and B's, my mom and dad wouldn't let us play sports at all. So that was a goal. Okay, I got to get good grades so I can play. But my goal was to be in the NBA. And so every day, I focused on what I can do that day to get better, to get me closer to reaching my goal. And I think it's the same thing. If you're aspiring to be a professional athlete, whatever sport it is, it's not going to be easy. It takes a lot of hard work, a lot of sacrifices. You're not going to be able to go to the mall. You're not going to be able to hang out with your friends all the time. But you have choices to make. And if your choice and you know what it is that you want to do when you grow up and being a professional athlete, there are going to be some things that you can't do. So, just being mindful of that, but sticking to your dreams and your goals.
Wonderful. You all have choices. How can our listeners learn more about you and your current initiatives? I'm sure you're on Facebook or Twitter. You have a website?
Yep, I'm on all of those. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My handle is @catchin24. So CATCHIN24 for Twitter and Instagram. And then it's Tamika Catchings for the Facebook page. And then our website for the foundation, catchthestars.org, where you can, put my name in and it'll pull up on the internet.
Powerful conversation led by Tamika Catchings, the one and only basketball superstar. Thank you, Tamika. Congratulations on all that you do, and keep shining.
Thank you so much.
We are quickly approaching the end of the show, but stay with us. I want to share some great and dynamic music with you before you get out of here. But join us again next Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here. More celebrity guests and hot and relevant topics for all communities to come. All material original, copyright 2014 by Shayna Thornton. Before we get out of here, I'm going to let the beautiful tunes of Sherry McQuarrie take us home. Sherry is out of Atlanta, Georgia. She's a gospel sensation, truly a gifted artist. And the name of the song is Because of the Cross. Because of the Cross by Sherry McQuarrie. Enjoy the music, and I will talk to you next week. Keep the conversation going. Take care.
God gave the sun. Sun gave his light. Shed innocent blood. What a sacrifice, born with a purpose to free all that's lost. No, it wasn't easy. Can't imagine the cost. You could have changed your mind, but you decided to bear the cross for me. And now because of the cross, I have. Because of the cross, I have new life. Because of the cross, you bear. What a sacrifice, you carry the sins of the world to carry.